Putting the scat in eschatology. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
Well, folks, we are coming to a close on the show, but as we like to do each and every week, if possible, want to bring you some live talent. Have a listen to this band, The Most Loyal. They're up next, performing live in studio. The Most Loyal is a folk rock project led by Gatineau born. You have to say it like that. Gatineau born songwriter Sarah Davignon. Am I saying this right? The band is composed of neighbors and loved ones and is performing their newly recorded full-length album all over Toronto these days. We've got Dave Burke playing bass, Melissa Burke on vocals, Sarah, guitar and lead vocal. We got Ian on piano, organ. Apparently there's another Ian on drums, Andrew on guitar, Caitlin doing vocals, and somewhere is Jesus in all of this. I don't know. That was seriously, how many people are totally in this band together?
There are officially seven, more or less seven, when we perform. Caitlin is now Michelle because Caitlin is in Brazil.
Okay, well, screw her then.
Sometimes Ian is Rob.
Okay.
Ian's also been Andy, so drums has been...
You should have actually called the band the Personality Disorders.
Loyal is ironic, I guess.
Nice. And is it really neighbors and friends? Is it really just some kind of kumbaya gathering here?
Yeah, we kind of all live in within walking distance from each other, maybe 10, 15 minutes, so...
Do I know you? You look really familiar. You don't know me, do you?
No, I don't.
Let's keep it that way.
Some old friends of yours.
Do we? Who? Yeah.
Paul Johansson.
Oh, that's right.
Paul, we had dinner with him last night.
Did you really?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you tell him he owes me cigars, please?
No, he doesn't.
We told him.
He gave you cigars to pay you off so he wouldn't have to...
You've got them with you?
No.
Oh, come on. Come on. Don't toy with me like that. Paul Johansson was one of my childhood idols growing up, which is why I ended up getting kicked out of four schools. So anyway, and Tim knows him as well. So, all right, well, listen, let's get right into the first song, shall we? Folks, live in the studio, The Most Loyal. We've got lots to talk about coming up, but here is their first song entitled?
Please.
Okay.
Was a
first time that I fell in love. Knowing what I know, well, it wasn't enough. So I picked up where I left off. Awake, oh jungle of love and black gold. And it was the last time that I fell in love. When would I know? Well, it wasn't enough. So I picked up where I left off. Wake, oh jungle of love, black heart. Please, please, won't you please make this harder? I have not tried and love like I ought to. So coax me and hold me and take back your blood. Disperse it like rain over the fields and dry grass. I turned to stone, no one looked up. I could not talk, but I stood well enough. There was nothing left but two grains of salt. Well, a mountain came up and right split. Voice to swallow me, he made a pearl. Strung up like dogs on a chain of my brothers, shined up like fire, still was stirred inside her. Please, please, won't you please make this harder? I have not tried and loved like I ought to. So coax me and hold me and take back your blood. Disperse it like rain over the fields and dry crops. Please, please, won't you please make this harder? I have not tried and loved like I ought to. So coax me and hold me. Disperse it like rain over the fields and dry crops. And take back your blood. Take back your blood. Take back your blood. Disperse it like rain over the fields and dry.
Live on the Drew Marshall Show, the most loyal, just knocked it out of the park. Hokey jumping, that was. And who says hokey jumping, by the way? Okay, so with the four of you here, we got the amp and the electric and the acoustic and one microphone, pretty much. I was like, how's this going to work? Oh, my goodness, you guys sound amazing. Like, seriously. I thought our group a couple of weeks ago was phenomenal. I wasn't here last week, so I can't really comment on that, but... I pick really good people, I just want to say. Okay, so...
Still not sure how you found us.
No, and I don't know. Remember I said... I was through the website. It might... No, I don't think it was them. I don't think it was the Lovelocks, but they're... It was fate. Yeah. No, I really am so stoked I found you guys. Okay, so are you all... is this... What do you do in real life? Because you're Canadian, so you have to have a life outside of this. What are your... Yeah, Sarah? Come to the mic, Sarah, while you tune.
Andrew and I are piano tuners, and
no way
we do rebuilding.
Do you know Ted Gerber?
No.
You should know. Anybody Ted else? Gerber.
There's too many of us. So there's a lot of piano.
Yeah,
tuners.
This guy, he gets most of the contracts at like the Hummingbird Center and Massey Hall and Glenn Gould and.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Highfalutin stuff.
Yeah. He just sold five Steinways over Christmas.
We sold one this year.
Nice. Nice. Okay, so really, you're both piano tuners.
Yeah, that's what we do.
So are you guys, I don't know the relationships. Are y'all, like, are you?
Me and Andrew are linked up.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Melissa and Dave are married, and Dave plays bass, and Melissa does the singing.
Okay.
And Dave makes games.
He's a video game designer.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
And
Michelle?
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Michelle. Come closer to the mic, Michelle.
I just recently left my job in December, so
I'm
I was running
so sorry.
Programs for youth.
Okay.
And doing, I was a camp director as
oh,
well. But
where?
I just, outside of it, we ran programs out of a church called Knox Presbyterian Church in downtown Toronto.
That's a unique name for a Presbyterian
church. Yeah, yeah. They're everywhere. Yeah. So, but yeah, I'm just doing some more.
Wait, is that Joe? That's not Joe Boots' place, is it?
No, it's definitely not.
Okay. Oh. Apparently, we don't like Joe.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
And yeah, so now I'm just pursuing some more artistic stuff, some graphic design and music and that sort of thing.
Right. Well, the harmonies are crisp. You know, you're going to give the Lovelocks a run for their money for sure. I really love both y'all. So, all right. Well, let's enough rambling. Let's do song number deux since we're from
two
Gatineau.
Is called,
sorry.
That's right. You did it right.
Deux?
Yeah.
It's my middle name.
Drew Deux.
What are we doing?
This is called I Left My Home.
And is there any more setup?
For the song?
Yeah. I love setups. Can you set it up? This one time at band camp, I left my home.
This one time. it's really hard to... I have intentions when I write a song, and then it usually ends in a different way that I don't expect. So sometimes I have to think about it every day. What, like, in terms of what it means...
So this is your setup.
Yeah.
This song will mean something different to everyone. Have a listen and see what it means to you. There you go. Try that one.
This song will mean something different for everyone. Have a listen. See what it means.
Well done.
For you.
Well done. Very well done. Cheesy and well done. Yeah. All right, folks. The most loyal here on the Drew Marshall Show.
I left my home for a new kind of land. I did not do one dish or one pan. If I had known that I'd be back, I'd never have left. A baby on my knee, I confess. I did for him what I thought was best. If I had known he'd grow up a mess, I'd have loved him less. No regrets. For sale, my sin and my death. What paid the price? The blood of Christ. He laid down his life.
Live on the Drew Marshall Show, the most loyal performing live. Live! Did I mention that? They're live. That little Fender you're playing over there, that is jacked up.
Yeah.
That is pimped out, dude.
Yeah.
Like, who put all, like, you're, what?
I'm kind of a creative.
You're kind of a creative?
I can't help but be creative with
with most of the things I have.
Yeah. So like, what have you done to this?
Well, I put a Bigsby on the telly. First of all, a Bigsby is a pitch bender.
Yeah. Yep. So is that different than a whammy bar?
It's a whammy bar. Okay. It's a fancy whammy bar.
Fancy tremolo whammy bar.
Is it the original?
It's one of the original. I actually don't know. I shouldn't say
we
that.
We shouldn't say that.
It's a good name for a band, though. Fancy Whammy Bar.
Yeah. And I drew our logo all over my pick guard.
Yeah. Okay. That's hip. That's happening. Yeah. Well done. Well done. Okay. So let's have I want a little fight. I want a little domestic here. Who's the most verbose in the group? Who chats the most?
Not me.
No.
I'm the least chatty.
Really?
And that's probably why I write songs.
Right.
Maybe
that's
Melissa
it?
Is a chatty.
I'm pretty chatty.
And Michelle. Maybe Michelle.
So Sarah, are you the founder?
Sarah.
Yeah, more or less. Me and Melissa and Dave played our first official gig together.
Can you come to the mic, please?
Yes.
Okay, and is this your band?
It's my band.
I want to fight. No, I want to see how this goes. I'm looking at people's reaction here.
Sarah writes all the songs and most of the music, and then we kind of get together and we hear them and we practice them and we kind of change them a bit.
Right.
But she's sort of big creative mind.
Okay. And is the God stuff? I heard some God stuff in the song here.
Yeah. Everything I write is probably everything I write is informed by my faith. I don't intend to have a Christian audience, per se. I'm not looking...
You wouldn't be on this show if you were looking for that. You wouldn't.
Well, I looked
I knew
you
enough
first.
About you to invite you.
Yeah, I don't know. Tell me again.
Who influences you? It's like Tiny Talentine. Remember
who,
that, Tim?
Who influences?
Yeah.
Old-timey music.
Old-timey?
Maybe the Carter Family.
Wow.
Or... Elizabeth Cotton or John Prine.
Where does this come from for a youngin' like you? Is it just so retro it's cool?
It's probably part of that. I also don't really get like contemporary pop music sometimes.
Okay.
I date her, I'm the opposite.
Wait, that's the intro. So I date her.
So I know. She's a bit of an autodidact, and she loves the old stuff. She just digs in, and sometimes I don't understand, and she doesn't understand how I always have to listen to new music, but it's, you know, it's complimentary.
Yeah, it really is. It's very, and again, you're here because you in my mind, you're talented, but you've hit a, you've hit something that typically isn't scratched, if that makes any sense. So well done.
Oh, well, I like that.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
It sounds like something I want to do.
I don't know. What?
They sound like, I can't remember, it's from the...
We don't have enough mics, so we're doing airy talking here. What?
The Sisters, there was a famous band.
Yeah, the Carter, Carter Family.
The Carter Family. Is like
the newest sisters? Ones?
Huh?
This is like from back in the 40s.
Oh. Well, Sarah would know.
I can't think of who they are. They're famous like wartime singers.
Andrew Sisters? Bad
the Andrew, really? No.
No, there's this Andrew Sister 5 going on with their vocals.
Yeah?
Totally here.
Okay,
that's
all
a
right.
Big compliment.
That's a, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm not just eye candy.
Listen, folks, we're running out of time here, and I told them I want 3 songs out of them, so we're going to move right to their last song. If you want to find out more about this dynamic group,
septet.
I was going to say septet. Yeah. themostloyals.bandcamp.com is a place you want to go to. The Most Loyals, even though it's the most loyal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we couldn't change the URL.
Okay. .bandcamp.com. You can find them on Facebook. Just go to my website, click on Next Show, and you'll see their stuff there you can click on. But you follow them. Do you have any gigs upcoming that we would want to know about? Maybe Paul Johansson should get off his butt and host one?
We just finished a few.
Yeah, we just finished a few.
That's not going to help us.
And
we don't care about those.
So,
keep posted because we're going to be playing a few this summer for sure.
Are you open to doing house concerts?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. You need to contact Jacob Moon. He's the master of House Concertville. Yeah. Jacob Moon. He's a freak show. And he's cute. And he's cute too. All right, what song is this?
This is called Light Blue.
And it means something different for everyone.
It only means one thing and you'll figure it out.
Oh, love it.
No.
Love it. Folks, live on the Drew Marshall Show, The Most Loyal. Thank you.
me out to dry. The blood was shed, and wasn't that nice? Someone like you makes me feel like you. I live my life out on the porch for you, wearing nothing but a torch for you, and it doesn't ignite. Today I'll come running and I'll ask you. Don't you want to give a hand or two? Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice? You know, my love, I want to vote for you. Cast a line of sort of peace for you. See if it bites. Hang me up, hang me out to.
Again, live in the Drew Marshall Show, the most loyal. Oh, my goodness. So very much love what you do. Thank you for making the big effort to come all the way to our
Wee
Show. The hammer-on pull-off stuff was well done. You are a good guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Well, no one's ever said that to me.
Really? Well, and your vocals...
So.
You haven't said that
fight.
To your girlfriend?
Yeah, he's in the fight.
No, it's only because I've always told her I'm such a good songwriter.
Yeah,
she is.
He's my
right.
number one fan.
Right.
Fixed piano's good.
Yeah. We're having too much fun in the studio. Folks, look, the end of every show, we like to have some kind of musical guest here, and hopefully I bring you some Crash Bang Hot stuff, and I think I'm pretty darn good at that. But one of the other things that the reasons I do that is because, you know, Bernie Finkelstein is sort of a role model for this. He is a guy who championed the Canadian music industry and championed the up-and-coming and ended up giving someone like Bruce Cockburn. So I really am thrilled to present to you pretty much each and every week some young sort of up-and-coming people that have depth to their lyrics. Their lyrics are able to penetrate the soul. I don't really give a holy grunt what they believe. I think, you know, if there is a God, he uses music and all sorts of music. I mean, heck, if he can use Benny Hinn. Yeah, that's the end of that joke. Okay, listen. Thank you to all of you for coming in, the most loyal. I think I said that already, but thanks. Seriously,
thanks.
That's what I was looking for, was a little feedback. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning in today. And if you're new to this great country, please get the heck out of the left lane. Bye-bye.
Listening to The Drew Marshall Show, 10 long years of celebrities and the rest of us living messy lives with, hopefully, a real God in the middle of it all.